Mobile.
Menard, KK4 POT Mobile.
And this is KO4 HKX. I'm hooking up to the trailer, so give me just a minute.
Andrew, morning to you.
Patrick.
Good morning, Patrick. Oh man, I didn't sleep good last night.
Did you get a bunch of calls?
It's that daggone vent, I think. We're gonna try to get a new one.
Mattress, or are you talking whole thing?
Mattress, I mean, we've had that thing for 20 years, and it's got a big sinkhole in the center of it. That thing kills my back. You know, when I go out and stay, you know, when we go out of town and
dropped out altogether on me.
Radio battery's going dead.
For HKX. Morning, gentlemen.
Patrick, how are you?
Pretty good. A little breezy and cool up here this morning.
Cool side down here. I know tonight's supposed to get real cold, but I think we still got, what, nice sunshiny skies for a little good stretch now.
It's be sunny and cool today and breezy. Up here anyway, they're calling for pretty high winds.
Tails on heading out to pick up that truck yet?
Yet, I've got everything in place. All I'm waiting on is the insurance company to pay the other one off so that I can sign on the dotted line.
The new one you're getting, is it same size, bigger, smaller, or what you, is it going to be a better fit for you?
4 foot bigger. It's got a 24 foot box on it instead of a 20. And it's a Peterbilt instead of a Freightliner.
Deal. Well, that'll be cool. It'll be, I know you'll be glad to get back in that thing.
You ain't kidding about that. I'm done with this trailer.
It's KM4 and 18. You say good morning to you. I'll go ahead.
Andrew or Ken in here yet this morning?
No one yet.
You still there? If you are, you know Steve on here, right? Did you hear what he bought yesterday afternoon?
That spot, where'd he get?
He bought him one of those FT-450s for $325 from Walt yesterday. He hadn't bought it, I was going to.
That's awesome little radio.
Price. I don't know if you've looked at the radio market right now, but everything is high.
Hire before it's over with.
RO yesterday, they have no HF rigs in stock.
With that shortage of semiconductors from that plant over there in Japan that burned down.
Tim, did we lose you?
I'm just trying to stay awake, that's all. Just trying to get going. So you're saying that HRO didn't have a single HF rig to be had?
Yesterday when we called.
Oh man, what'd they do, get stuck on that ship out there in the canal?
Can't get parts to build them, manufacturers can't. The semiconductor plant over in Japan burned. That's why a lot of places are manufacturers of computers of any kind, including automotive, are having trouble building their computers right now.
Oh man, that is some wild and crazy stuff right there. That is, that's messed up.
To a buddy of mine, Monday night, he works for GM over here in Arden, and they said they got 8 new vehicles on the lot because they can't get them because of computer shortages. Can't get the modules to build the cars.
And that's all because of that place that burned down? This happens when you put all your eggs in one basket.
probably why all of our grandparents and parents told us not to do that.
It's all starting to make sense with one example like that.
Talking about a plastic shortage also from the petroleum, where you can't get stuff made out of plastic.
Man, what's next after that? Good grief.
Right now, I'm having a hard time even getting tools. My back order list has gone to about $10,000 since the first of the year.
That is crazy. Man, that's not good for business. Hopefully that don't last too long. Well, I'm rolling up. I'm going to jump out of here, let you guys catch up, and if Andrew or Ken jump in, tell them I said hello. 7-3 to you guys. Have a fantastic day, and hopefully we'll catch back up with you soon. KK4POT.
To you, Tim, and I don't know what happened to Mike. I heard him in there, but I hadn't heard him in a little bit.
He died on his HT.
It looks like it's just me and you. We might be able to hold it down for a minute or two anyway.
A truck.
A truck from an individual in Missouri. He's been holding it for me for about 3 or 4 months now. He's getting out, and it was just a perfect time on that part of it. He's been out about 3 weeks now, and I've been waiting on the insurance company to write the check on mine so that I can go ahead with it. It's a lower part, but I'm not exactly sure yet. I haven't finalized those details.
Carl has got friends out there in Avalon, Missouri.
Is the wind down there this morning?
I have any down here yet.
When I drop off this mountain, it'll quit pushing this trailer around.
Y'all supposed to be getting some snow up that way tonight.
You're not supposed to use that language on the damn radio band.
Look, I don't like snow neither.
At this time of year, it's not too bad. This is going to come and go. It won't hang around anyway.
It won't stay as long as it melts when it hits the ground.
Look, the Washington, there's no quieter town. I mean,
police force, or when I was growing up living on the farm, and I got where I just didn't like it and enjoy it anymore.
Never missed a day for the snow unless the places were just absolutely shut down, and then I was still out in it, going where I needed to, checking on family, doing everything I needed to do. Just if work shut down, which it very seldom did, it had to be pretty bad. I've never missed a day of me. I usually end up going and getting everybody.
It's miserable out there on horseback working cattle point, and it's snowing and hitting your ears because it's got ice mixed in with it and everything. After a couple hours, it's no fun to me.
Imagine not. But Ed, I'm coming up on my little dead spot, so I'll holler at you when I get to the other side if you're still going to be here. If not, I'll say 7-3 now. KO4-8-8.
Here, because I've got about, about an hour, 15, 20 minutes left. Running a little behind this morning.
I will holler at you on the other side. KO4-8-8 is clear.
Be listening for you, Kim. 4-8-8, please. How's it going, Andrew?
I did not expect it to be cool when I got up this morning.
Nice. It's supposed to have a hard freeze all through here.
God, that's ridiculous. I mean, I think it was, I don't know if we hit 70s yesterday, but I mean, it was warm, and then this morning I wake up and it's cool, and now we're talking about a freeze tonight.
I'd rather have the freeze than that four-letter word, snow.
Oh,
some stuff starting to bloom, but you start worrying about peach trees and stuff then.
How you guys doing this morning?
I got wild plums bushes, and they've already gone through their bloom. They've got leaves on them. And my apple trees, it's done bloomed, and blooms are falling off, so hopefully be halfway safe.
I'm glad I haven't started any planting anything. I'm hoping to get my garden all cleaned out this weekend since I'm off. So, and good morning, Al.
Vehicle has been fixed. He said it turned out to be the radiator cap. I had to get a new one.
To screeching halt.
I avoided 85, but I go the back way home up 292 towards Inman, and everywhere I went, I mean, there was loads of people trying to get out. And then when I hit 29, where it crosses over, 292 crosses over 29, it was horrible there too. Just everybody trying to get turned and get back on 29. It was crazy yesterday.
Lyman, it took probably five or six red lights to get through that light.
Yeah, if I heard I was unreal outside, the ORD to come on the rectal here.
85 was just backed up for miles. I don't know. I mean, it was both north and south.
But yeah, we should play our cars again. There's been a darn road. We don't need a darn football thing. We need a road fix. I think we got to start making enough points about it.
This has been
going on for like
4 years.
About time to fix it.
Damn. Potholes have been crazy lately. I'm surprised I ain't blown a tire in one of my vehicles yet.
Every time they do, we turn in a tire and make it fix it. And they usually get mad and I say, they'll pay for fixing them. So I had damage. They just keep every shit. They get potholes doing damage. Just pull off the front end part all the time. And make it off the noise about it, he'll get tired of it.
It hurts somewhere that if you reported a pothole and they didn't fix it in X amount of days, and then you hit it and tore up your tire or whatever, they would fix it.
Which just gonna make up noise about it. They get tired of dealing with it. I found out we're getting stopped down where I live here. You gotta walk a mile to get to the bus. With the wet can cross two major highway pipes. How you gonna do that? Police department, they wouldn't even take me across that road. They, what are you crazy? We ain't doing that. Today for what is it, Wednesday? No, Thursday, and it's Thursday, yeah. I can't do the day of the week
so fast. Today's Friday.
I just keep forgetting because, yeah, you're right, I checked the thing at 2 months there because it's Friday morning when I checked my message on the team there right now. That's right, it's about the last day of the week. Probably only with new messages they want me to do this today. I guess that's the Friday.
It's like Thursday, but it's the last day of the work week. Tomorrow's a holiday.
So Easter's tomorrow? Yeah, I got that correct.
Or Easter's this weekend, yeah.
That's correct. That's right, because so I always get those dates mixed up. I can't read a calendar, so you gotta understand these things always get confused. I don't remember how to find out when Easter comes or when it doesn't. I never could figure that thing out. When I was a little kid, I never figured that out.
This weekend, I need to look at the calendar.
Mississippi and Louisiana, QSO party, and then that some kind of special event for the Florida parks.
Have the SPDX from Poland.
Charlie's been coming up. I think it's Mississippi this weekend. $13 in the country. I believe I probably got that right.
HF all this week has been crazy. I've been trying to get that little handheld program. Man, that thing's been a pain in the butt.
April Fool's Day joke the FCC put out yesterday.
Somebody talking about it on my way home yesterday about the code requirement.
Fool's Day joke, I was laughing my head off when I realized what they had done. Credit code. I'd like to learn it because it's something I really need to learn, even if I don't use it. It'd be good. It's a lot of, I think, I want to cheat to a computer though because maybe that way I can comprehend it. I just can't. I don't know how the heck you're supposed to write it down and comprehend it. My code is so bad, it's unbelievable.
For HKX. I'm back, gentlemen. Radio last night, KN4 TFW. Were you listening when Steve bought that 450 from Walt for $325? Something was going on, but I didn't know. So somebody had a 450 for sale?
I can't remember his call right now, but he lives up, just moved up to above Bowen Lake.
One Facebook group, somebody had that 857 on sale for a 550. Radio groups that I'm on. I think it was the ham radio. And he had a guy was selling an 857 for $550.
It's a pretty good deal on that radio. Looking around, the used market's pretty high right now, so I can't get them. I don't know if you've heard, but I talked to HRO yesterday and they had no HF radio stock nationwide.
It's not hard to believe at all because everyone's buying transfers right now because they're getting back on air. Everyone's pushing. What happened?
Drew, I don't know if you heard last that conversation there yesterday. He kind of took over there for a little bit. But that gentleman said that the hotspot programming, you had to go to Brand Monster's website and set up a new password. Something had changed. The whole thing, but something that changed with the, you have to have a password on it now in order to use it, so you might want to check in. to that about your hotspot.
I figured that out. Shoot, it was the first day or so because it wouldn't connect, and then I finally found that piece of information. But I don't know. I'm still having trouble with mine. Radio's working. I can pick up the Spartanburg repeater, but my hotspot, I'm just going to have to program in one of the big talk groups and just see if it'll actually work. I don't know. But right now, it doesn't do anything for the local area-wide network or whatever.
Hi, everybody.
What was funny is I was listening to the DMR last night and somebody just randomly called out. So I mean, I guess this system covers like tons of North Carolina and South Carolina. And I heard some random person calling out, and then a guy from North Carolina. You hear him on the repeaters. I don't remember if he's on Mount Mitchell or if he does the Caesars Head Net, but it's W4WNO. For some reason, that call sign it's the way it flows. I heard it. I'm like, I've heard that one before.
His signal's pretty scrappy, but for a while, he was in there, though. I was listening to him, too.
How some call signs just flow out that easy, and then some of them you just can't get for anything.
Acronyms for words. I remember somebody around here's got SHF. I just think it's the same as the SHTF. And there was a WTF. I don't know. There's all kinds. I believe I'd have to get mine changed if that's what it was.
I talked to a moonshiner up there. I wasn't sure. Oh, come on, we'll have a good time. I wasn't sure why we involved in that one.
I'm pulling in the parking lot, and I got to run on in here for this first wonderful meeting of the day, so I'm going to say 7-3. I hope y'all have a great day. Enjoy your Easter weekend, and hope we'll catch y'all on the radio. It's KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Hey, Andrew, 7-3 to you. Stay warm.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one. KN4TFW.
How cold is it outside? Just out of curiosity. Anybody know?
Oldenburg.
I'm at the door. But God, I got two cats. It's darn cold out here.
It's 37 up here in North Carolina where I'm at right now.
Let's see. Harvard Regional Airport would be the temperature I would have to go by. More than likely.
And how long did you have to sit in traffic yesterday?
Oh, I mean, as soon as I got off the interstate, got over here to Lyman, man, it probably took me 6 or 8 red lights to get through that intersection, and then it was just bumper to bumper until I got into Greer, and then it, you know, when it went to 3 lanes, it kind of spread out a little bit. I believe there was a lot of traffic on 29 trying to avoid the interstate because there was at least 2 wrecks there.
Out on 29 yesterday afternoon, that's where I end up for the day, and getting back up to 25 going across 290 was just, it took me almost an hour to do that.
Yeah, ridiculous yesterday afternoon for sure.
Say that there was a reported 10-mile backup both directions out on 85. I try to stay away from that road at all, if at all possible.
I went by one of them big road signs that says there was a wreck at Pelham Road and traffic was stopped. But then as soon as I was getting off on the 29, there was one of those little safety vehicles had a sign up saying there was an incident ahead and the traffic was starting to back up. And so I figured it was backed up pretty good bit, sure enough. long are you, Ed?
Friday. I'm two-thirds of the way, maybe a little more.
Hey, this morning.
Back listening to everybody.
What's Steve going to be doing with that 450?
He's going to put it in his shack there to run his FT8 off of, is what he was talking about.
Okay, well, I think what's cool is that the one thing about software fire is, you know, there are RF for RF. You know, what's the fun of doing stuff like that when, you know, you really got to learn how to make contact. And the only thing I like about software and fire rails is I want to get one of those little single 5-band things and make and set it up so I can drive a little 6-5 or 6-5 linear and run a little power and have fun with it. But other than that, I don't see any real gain to it. I mean, you gotta learn how to build antennas and use what you know. Get on the air. Guys used to work the world with a watch, so you know. Now it's a little harder to do if you just do a hand to it. So why don't you ever build one of those little crystal control AM receivers that you buy a little kit and use to build your kids? They're kind of fun to play with. Pressure. Man. Brutal.
Pretty wake up.
Tough this morning. That and fighting this wind is keeping me awake every now and then, jerking me back alive anyow.
That's about here on the antenna receiver. All the popping and stuff is what it is.
Trying to figure out, I got an invitation from a DX club in Poland to join their club and participate in their DX. I call them contest, but they got big DX contest going on this weekend.
This is a lot of fun.
This just brought you worldwide notoriety.
Put you up on QRZ and send you an email.
I doubled with you.
I was saying that Ed probably made contact with them in Poland one time before, and they just sent him an email through QRZ.
That beard that brought him worldwide notoriety.
Something, but I don't have it no more.
I don't know what it is. I say I've never grown one.
Want me to grow it back?
Get rid of it?
I got it trimmed down.
I haven't been able to let mine grow. I can't get past that itchy stage. It just drives me nuts.
I was probably out of the habit when that carburetor fired at the time. I learned real fast that it was not a smart idea. Look here, haircut, baby. Shaving balls and throw balls came to see it. Put the house oil and stuff, put on your beard to keep it from itching.
Growing out and it just starts poking me. I can't stand it. It's got to go. I can about 3 or 4 days and I'm done. It's got to move on.
Beard 19 years.
HKX Friday. So it's an adult now. It can move out on its own.
I started the beard the day they told me I was going to have open heart surgery.
I'm 26 years old. That's when I had my first heart attack. And that's when I decided I was going to clear all the hair.
That's kind of young to be having a heart attack.
Because of the oxygen engineer in the military in Canada. That's why. And that's part of it. And, They didn't know better back then. This guy in Canada, a really cool guy, he had Christmas cards with our family for 35 years. And I didn't want to ruin his career, so I never did nothing about it. And now he's gone, so now it's time to fight on. Dave for saving my life. I really, I got to talk to those guys and thank them all for helping me out. They're really good guys. Very good. hospital. They got to go for 45 days of follow-up. I'm actually looking forward to going back in. See how I do in a follow-up.
What you can do with the QSO parties. So 73,
Lake made it inside. KM4 and AP, with clear.
Please, Ken, and enjoy your weekend with your grandkids. Try to get you some extra rest, because they're going to wear you out.
I do need to put a picture of me with that beard on my QRZ page.
The one you got there with the horses now, it's nice, but get to see your bright smiling face.
It ain't no smiling to it, but it would be interesting to see. I got the horses and the Indians because I'm part Cherokee, so that's an honor of them.
Yeah, my mom was telling me before she passed, and I didn't know anything about it, that her grandmother was full-blooded Cherokee. So I'm going to have to try to find out a little more about that. My family history is pretty much lost. I'm trying to find out anything now is like pulling teeth.
By the day, they didn't keep birth and death records back in the old days. And just as far as my Cherokee heritage, I don't think I'll ever be able to. I can go back to my great-grandmother on both sides, and that's where it stops.
It's my grandparents. I don't think I've ever met any of my family. And as far as their brothers and sisters, I never met any of them. The family just didn't keep in touch. So it's just gone, I guess. I don't know how to go about it. Really finding all of them.
Go on to Ancestry.com. Of course, it's going to cost you, I think, like $35 a month or more. But they have access to a bunch of records, especially out there in Utah. The Mormon Church has just about got family history on just about everybody in the U.S.
It's my namesake, the Kiever line. I met my dad's dad, and that's it. I have never met another soul other than my dad and my grandfather, and he passed when I was real young. I've never met any of them.
To meet my grandmother on my dad's side, and that's because she lived to be 97 years old before she passed away.
Mom's parents, my grandfather and grandmother, they were alive until I was a teenager. So I met them. He was born in 1903, so he lived a good long while.
It's the book I got called The Clay County Sharpshooters, Civil War Unit out of Georgia. And when we get together, my middle boy's got the book right now. But next time we get together to eat it, I'll bring it and show you what my granddaddy looked like.
Pretty neat. I love learning about history. I don't know. I didn't care a whole lot for it when I was in high school. I enjoyed it, but now I just, you know, want to soak it all up, every bit of it I can.
And my cousin, he's passed away now, but yeah, I don't know who's got it. I don't know if his sister's got it or their kids. But there's a letter from one of our cousins that was down at Fort Sumter when everything started.
Pretty cool piece of history that just not everybody's going to be able to see.
Freak out when I show you that grant from England for 17,000 acres. In Northern Carolina.
It is pretty neat. Could you imagine having 17,000 acres of land around here right now?
Right in the middle of it, real happy.
You on that one. That's what I like about this land I got. I'm going to put my house as close to the middle as I can and wall her off.
I like being out in the country so you can go out on the front porch and sort of let everything hang out and not have to worry about letting anybody see anything.
me, I don't think you'll be able to see another house from where I'm wanting to put the house on my, that property I bought. I don't think you'll be able to see anything but trees.
Lights of heaven.
Always wanted just a piece of property where I can do my own thing and be left alone.
I like it.
Well, I'm part of the way there now, so hopefully it'll all come together here in the next little while, and I can complete that dream.
Step at a time, and that way, you know, when you do get it, you'll enjoy it more.
Ed, I am going to say 7-3 as I'm pulling into the parking lot here. Strange Brothers, my first stop of the day, so I'm going to hop out of here and get things opened up and ready for them. You be careful the rest of your trip there, throwing in papers, and I look forward to talking to you again on the radio, and the next time we get to meet in person.
Sound like a winner. Hope you make a million. Be careful on the road, and I'll probably be on the radio after a while. I got some running around I want to do and need to do, and I've only got 3 more customers left, and I'll be done, so... 732
KM4NAP, you'll be clear. For HKX, clear, and I will keep an ear out for you, Ed. So just give a shout out during the day as you're riding around. KM4 HKX, clear.